time for a sports update. Thanks to Kennard Hire. They make your job easy. Talk to someone who has taken the Ken Oath today. Plenty of cricket happening at the moment. Last night in the Big Bash, the Hurricanes got past the Thunder by 9 runs. The Stars, they were pretty comprehensive against the Gades, albeit not a bad knock from old Finch. 45, I think, but just didn't have the
Finchy
support. We will be talking to Sydney Sixer Jordan Silk a little later on as well with the Sydney Derby tomorrow evening, which will be...
At the SCG.
That'll be good.
I thought, why do they... I understand, they're flying them up just for that game.
Haven't the Sixers been in coughs?
Well, they've been in coughs and now they've been... They've had the didn't they have the game in Geelong?
Oh, they did too.
They had a game in Geelong in the middle. So
it's the Sydney Derby. Of course you want both the teams here.
How many are going to turn up? Call us now if you're going to the Sydney Derby. Like, that's our targeted audience, right? If you're if you watch the Big Bash or you go to the game, you're listening to sports radio. Oh, we hope you are. And if you're not, there should be.
Who's your... Is River?
Austin.
Austin.
Yeah.
He wants to go.
I tell you what he did.
You don't have plans tomorrow.
I tell you
evening.
What he did. He's been in the United States for 8 weeks. Not a whole heap of Big Bash covered over there in the United States. You know what he... About the third thing he said when he walked in the house and he said, "Dad, can I catch up on the Big Bash?" I said, where are you going to do that? And he said, "YouTube." I went, "Go for it, mate."
That is so cute.
He just wanted to catch up on his Big Bash. See where he's at.
Well, he will want to be at the SCG tomorrow.
Yeah. You know, the problem is this. He wants to be at the Kings game. He wants to be at the SCG. He also wants to go to Rose Hill to watch King's Trust run around. You can't do everything, mate.
I can see the cog in your mind thinking. You're like, I wanted to go to the races tomorrow. How do I get Austin to the SCG as well?
Dad, is the Big Bash on? Nah, mate, down in Melbourne. All the games are in Melbourne. Sorry, mate. So anyway, that can't be helped. So here's the thing. When you talk about these sides. So the Hurricanes beat the Thunder last night. It took an amazing innings from Matthew Wade to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how these games... That's the only way that a side outside of that... Like Rashid Khan's got to get 6 for 17. Then the Strikers can have a win.
How impressive was that?
Well, here's the other thing. The Strikers playing today. This is interesting. 10:40 a.m. Sorry. Sorry. I know the test match starts. It's a day-night test match, and so it's starting in the afternoon. So 10:40.
Well, they haven't had a problem scheduling the two to clash in the past.
No, well, that's true. True.
Which I've had issue with all summer far. So why now?
You know why? Because they saw the numbers. That's what happened. They went, look what happens when they go head-to-head with the test. It's the Ashes. The Strikers are $2.51. The Scorchers $1.53. That's as short as it gets in Big Bash.
Yeah.
That's at Sportsbet, by the way, too. That's as short as it gets. Like that's just that one individual performance. But then you look at the Adelaide Strikers and go, all right, who they got? You look at the team sheet.
Where is that individual performance coming from?
No Rashid Khan? How good's that? No wonder they're $2.51. That's as wide as it gets in a T20 game. Give us a call on the McDonald Jones open line, 1300-01-1170, an incredible $50,000 off all new homes with McDonald Jones is on now. Get your dream McDonald Jones home started today. Richie and Joni. This is the wolf. Mm-hmm. The biggest sellout would have to be Bob Fulton leaving Manly to join the Roosters. There you go, Alex. Leaving the club with the least character and fans in the history of rugby league to join the club who took over their mantle.
Ouch.
A plague on both their houses. That's from the Wolf. Woohoo. You know who the Wolf goes for? The St. George Illawarra Steelers. That's right. You talk about sellouts. You want to start talking about sellouts. I can see producer Ben in the studio booth rolling his eyes. That's right. The St. George Illawarra Steelers. What about that, West Magpies? You're hearing it, you know, hey? You want to talk about sellouts? Take the money and run. How's that song? Ooh, ooh, ooh. Come on, take the money and run. Morning, A-Team. The Australian government is the equivalent to the two vultures from the Jungle Book saying, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? Come on, make a decision on Novak. That's from the Reptile. 5:58.
$5.59.
You're gonna
Yeah.
Oh, now this is producer Ben being funny. He's written in the little box here that I'm allowed to read.
How come yours is connected? Mine's not connected, James.
Yeah. Mate, less coffee, more tech.
But also, can you bring coffee when you come and fix my computer,
the
please?
Coffee was good, not downplaying that. Could have been worse. We could have become the St. George Roosters. Yes, that was hinted at. That was hinted at very strongly. And then they had an absolute meltdown, the St. George Dragons fans.
Did they?
Oh, massive, massive. Could have been a masterstroke pulling Novak out of the Australian Open and replacing him with Bernard Tomic. Well, you can't now because Bernie's Dr. Bernard.
No, you'd get the same terrible antics, but without 99% of the eyes on it.
That's right. And that's right. Well, like, where's the upside for Craig Tyler
yeah,
there?
There isn't one.
Yeah. Oh, well, great. They'll be watching in at the Gold Coast. We want Novak, who goes around the world. Morning, J-Man and Joe. Like your previous caller, I too felt the brutal honesty of my old coach, the great Bob the Brow Carnegie, former Blue Bags legend. Blue. Really? I was a bustling three-quarter centre who at the time probably thought I was better than I actually was. Oh, isn't that the truth? Aren't we all like that? Anyway, the Brow dropped me for the grand final. Oh! When I asked him why I was on the bench, he replied, because the Reggies didn't make the grand final. Oh, Adelaide Dragon.
Oh, that hurts.
Isn't it painful?
That hurts. Do you have a... a memory of perhaps like the harshest thing a coach ever said to you?
Oh, geez, I tell you, it's a litany. There's a long list of things. I do have the story about when Mark Murray dropped me after the Tui's Challenge game, which was that there's another sellout. There's a competition, Amco Cup. There's another one. And he said, how do you think you went on the weekend? And I said, not so good. And he went, yeah, you're right. You're in reserve grade this week.
Oh, ouch.
But I got some words of advice from the esteemed Bruce Sinclair.
Uh-huh.
You know, he said, never, ever, ever give an excuse to drop you. So whenever anyone asks you, how are you going? I'm going so well. I'm really playing well, which I used to little effect many years later when Gus Gould asked me how I was going. Yep, killing him, Gus, really. And he dropped me.
Gus,
anyway.
Gus is like, mate, I got the stat sheet in front of me.
Exactly. There's the numbers, big guy. See you later.